This is Victory 91.5. Good morning. Risenstein, David and Leanna, we have just been wowed by the great depth that Ray has been sharing about the days of awe. I know for Leanna and me, this has been a really powerful year. And it started back in one of the spring feasts, Passover, when Rabbi Stewart was in here, and you just had such a clear picture that this was the year for, especially me as a Jewish believer, to really start thinking about those holidays, those holy days that, as I celebrated as a child, meant nothing. That as we look at today, are incredibly powerful. Leanna was the one that said, "Hey, we need to do a Passover Seder," and she
you go, girl.
She rocked it. She made matzo balls and and gefilte fish. No, you didn't make gefilte fish. And as you share the stories of the days of awe, we're just sitting here with our mouths agape, seeing how every single thing is pointing to Jesus.
Yeah. It's the beauty. I mean, I was very blessed. My oldest brother led a Passover when I was like 11 years old, and I wasn't even a Christian yet. And it had such an impact on me that it stayed with us to this very day. You know, we lead Passovers every year and have gone deeper and deeper. And to, I think one of the calls of us as Christians is to reclaim the things that we've lost. And I hope this year, maybe we've helped you reclaim the days of awe and Yom Kippur. And I hope that every year, you know, we're going to try to maybe later this month, we'll help you dig into Sukkot so you can look forward to heaven, look forward to what it is to walk with God. That's one of the passions, is to help you reclaim all of this so that you can see Jesus in a new way.
You know, growing up in church, I really never heard any of this. And it's not necessarily the fault of anyone, but it's not exclusive to the Jewish people. These things are important to God because everything in the Old Testament points to Christ. So yes, we're under a different covenant. Jesus made a new covenant with the Gentiles and grafted us in. But this is for everyone. That these days and these things are important to God because this is what he used to foreshadow the sending and the sacrifice of his son.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you know, it's easy to say, you know, the spring feasts, you know, they have a very Jewish quality to them, but the fall feasts, it's about eternity. And it's no longer just one chosen people. It's now all of the people of God. So it changes. And so, unfortunately, these are the feasts that most Christians have no idea anything about them, and they miss them. And when you do that, you miss your encounters with God. You miss the reality. This is what he's looking for, eternity. You miss the nature and heart of God. So we're going to continue jumping into what we're looking at for this year based on numbers and all.
If you are listening this morning and you want to hear this again or you want to share it with somebody, we have posted a link on the Victory 91.5 Facebook page, Risenstein on Facebook, Risenstein on Twitter. And if you don't have any of those, hey, send me an email, david@victory915.com, and I'll send you the link.
And as you listen to us this year, you're going to hear a lot of these thoughts kind of being fleshed out in what we say and what we do, because as we look at our plan for our year ahead, we look at this and say, okay, what is God saying to do? So as a ministry, as a radio station, we're looking at Yom Kippur in a new way. We're looking at this year. Right. So 5775, we talked about the 70, the eyes and learning to see. Now, specifically this year, it's hey, the number five. Hey works kind of good because that's the word, but it also means, translates, behold. Anywhere in the Bible you see behold, that's the hey. That's the H there. Hay is a picture of, it's two things combined. Last year, every year, usually in January, I go give you in the newsletter a view of what's coming in the year. And I'll probably do that this year as well. So last year was, it looked like a door, and it was a dalet, all right? So it was the number four, because we were on 5774, 2014. We're moving into 2015, we're moving into 5775. Sure. So the number five is four. the Dalet with a little yod attached. It's Y-O-D, so it looks like yod, but it's a long O, and it means a hand.
Hmm.
Okay, so last year, if you go back and look at January or whatever month I talked about that, it was all about the door, that God was opening doors. Mm-hmm. And did you notice how many doors he opened last year, okay? It's when you know what to look for, you see it all the time. So this year, you add the hand to the door, okay? Mm. So the significance of that is, you know, a door is a wall that is movable. You know, it's a way where an entry is made. But if you don't have a way to open the door, you know, sometimes you could have obstacles and you don't get through, right?
Sure.
So when you have a hand, you now have a hand either opening a door or closing a door. Mm. So this year, the biggest theme is about God entering that door, mm-hmm. specifically the door of our heart.
Right.
So this year, if there's one major theme, you're going to see salvation. You're going to see revival in a very new way. Mm. That means you're going to see all the other side as well.
Right.
So that's the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that Scripture says is the tares and the wheat come up together.
Mm.
And you don't pull them out. You let them grow together. So if you're going to see salvation, you're going to encounter a lot of good and bad this year.
Mm-hmm.
The difference you can see for the wheat from the tare is wheat bows. It's humble. Tares do not. So you may see them as bigger, more prominent. You may have more fear and things like that. But keep your eyes on the wheat. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because that's what it's about. Now, the scripture I would give you to challenge you is, therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Excuse me. So here's why. That's 1 Timothy 2:1. That's a huge verse for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're not going to see all the salvations, you're not going to see the move of God without prayer. So, and the number 5 is grace. Okay, so supplication, that word, the translation of that is asking for grace, mercy, and favor to be given to you, all right? So, and you're doing that so you can receive something from God, like strength, courage, mm-hmm. or whatever you need. So this year is all about asking every prayer, every day, you should ask for grace. That goes with this year. All right, as for supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks. The word prayers there, that translated, that particular word prayers, is judgment.
Hmm.
So you're always asking God for judgment. And that means for God to intervene, mediate, because of a situation, an enemy, or a weakness that is stronger than us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're being attacked, you're battling something.
Right.
You're praying for judgment against that enemy. All right, you may be the problem. Somebody's going to be praying for judgment on you, for you to stop. The intercession, that word is engaging or meeting to plead for some change or to make a deal.
Mm.
Okay? To give thanks, that's not too hard. That's about faith, though. It's that God is sovereign, able to make all grace abound to you. We're commanded to give thanks in all things. So if you were to summarize that verse and rephrase it, therefore, I exhort, first of all, that you ask for grace, ask for judgment, meet with God, and give thanks.
Mm.
So that's the summary of as you look into this year. All right?
And what verse is that?
That is 1 Timothy 2:1. Now, I'm going to go back to the beginning because, we're talking about the hey. We're talking about number 5, which is the H, if you will, in the word, or J, if you're in Hebrew. It could be either one, or also Y, because the way it works. But Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, Jehovah God, Jehovah Elohim, or God, you'll just see God in most modern translation, created the heavens and the earth. It's the first verse. It introduces God by name. All right? That includes 2 H's in it. All right, they consider this hey, the number 5, to be one of the holier letters. In other words, it's really, really special, and it's twice in God's name. So they consider it really, really, the Jews consider it really significant. A way to show you that is Abram. When he became Abraham, what changed?
The hey.
You add the hey in the middle of the name. What actually happened there was you're adding God into Abraham. Without God, he can not have a son.
Mm.
With God, he becomes the father of, nations.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah was Sarai. What changed? The H at the end. Her name before meant my princess, but you had the H at the end, and she's just princess. In other words, something was changed. She becomes God's princess. Mm. She becomes something totally different, not just the princess of man, but this is to be the mother. So, you know, so much changes. And, you know, that hey is Dalet with the yod added. It's the first letter in God's name, Jehovah. It's also the first letter of Israel, Jacob, Jews, and lots more. You know, the pictograph of it is a man with his arms up saying, behold.
Hmm.
So the biggest thing this year, I would say, is that continuing thing. God wants you to behold things and to extend grace.
Wow. Mm. Wow. All of this is so powerful. And Leanne and I were talking, it's like drinking from a fire hose this morning. It's like going to a 3-day conference, only you're getting it in one morning show. But it's all going to be posted. It already is posted at the Victory 91.5 Facebook page, Rise and Stein on Facebook, Rise and Stein on Twitter.